up here and you find out that you make that cross over to the big leagues. You get your opportunity, and then you become a professional ball player. And you become one of the premier stars of the game right now. I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Don't be modest with Coach.
Man, I got no choice. I got no choice. I got no choice to be humble about it. I'd rather people look at me that way than me look at me that way. I do a good job of recognizing what I need to do better. I do a good job of attacking that in my work. And, you know, I look at people like Mike Trout and Aaron Judge as stars because of the consistency. And, you know, they got a much bigger body of work than I do. So, you know, if you wanna ask me about that one 10 years from now, absolutely. Hopefully I am there as a star caliber player, but I'm just blessed to be on this specific team that just works so well together with each other. So I'd rather be on the best team in baseball than be regarded as one of the better players, for sure.
And then, you know, the game itself. I mean, you come in your first year, your second year, and it's all about adjustments. I mean, with each year, I assume your game, you got more comfortable, you got more know what to expect.
Absolutely. That's how it goes. Kind of what I was talking about and knowing what I need to work on. Like, year one, it was very obvious. But, you know, it's so cool kind of learning how guys are going to attack you and just being very diligent and paying some serious attention to your at-bats, using all the failure that you go through up here as fuel to your push forward. I mean, you've seen it. Like, I think I've gotten better each year, and then now we're full year three, and we're struggling again, and it's always something new. So, like, but again, I'm struggling on a first place team, and we're doing just fine. So, being up in the show, you know, it's a lucky thing, and I'm fortunate to be able to struggle up here for sure.
Coming in. I've seen guys come and go. And most guys don't realize the average life of a major league is 2 to 3 years. I mean, you just signed a stitcher for a 6-year contract. That means the Cubs got a lot of confidence in you in the future.
They absolutely do. They made that real clear to me. You know, real easy people to deal with when going through those kind of talks. And yeah, I mean, we got great people up in the front office that, you know, that I think put their players first for the most part. And like I said, they were just easy and gracious and very easy to trust through this process. And it's a very big vote of confidence being able to get extended. So, you know, being able to look over there and be like, oh, well, they value me and want me here the same way they want Nico Horner here. And if I could be in the same conversation as that guy, then that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, when you think about the longevity in the game, being there, I mean, you're modest, I know you're humble, but you made the All-Star team last year. 6 years, you got time to work on the MVP for that title. And I was there when the Cubs won the World Series in Cleveland. You got 6 years, you got at least 2 to 3 World Series championships.
Come on, man. I don't know. I don't want to get too ahead of myself and pull a Jaylen Brown. But, yeah, that's why we're all here. I think guys that we brought in this offseason, people that came back, people that want to stay and be here, we all have the World Series on our minds. So, you know. That's what's gonna drive us nuts each year is going and shooting for that goal, and that's why we step out on the field every day, is because that's the highest achievement in this game, and that's what you get excited for each day when you're playing game 50 in the regular season. So I got 6 years and hopefully more to go win a few of those things.
Let me see that ring.
it's empty. Well, okay. We got some space.
Last question. Now, you know, I told you I did a summer team. And my guys on the bus ran in the roads for me. I told you with that middle name of yours, you would get those. Now, I got to talk about you. You're the littlest guy on the field, and you got the longest name on the back of your uniform.
Telling me.
You just can't get PCA on your uniform.
You gotta take that up top, man. I don't know. I haven't even asked before, but yeah, man. I gotta get a bigger back.
Yeah, you got yourself.
I gotta get a bigger back.
Coach, with my man PC.
Thanks as always.
All right,
good to see you.
Thanks a lot.